Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we're talking about one of my favorite things, paint. That's right, the humble gallon can of paint can have a huge impact on the world around us. In the past on the Good News Podcast, we've talked about projects around the world where paint is used to reduce the infamous urban heat island effect, where cities with all of their black asphalt are absorbing tons of heat and noticeably raising the temperature for the people who live in that city. So cities like LA are using solar reflective paint to bounce some of that solar energy back into the atmosphere rather than absorbing it. This is at its root a very, very old idea. In places where it's hot, you're way more likely to find bright white buildings. And in places where it's cold a lot of the time, you'll probably find some darker buildings that are absorbing all the heat they possibly can. But what if you live in a place that is hot some parts of the year and cold some other parts of the year? Enter Joe Dowsett's color changing paint. Joe Dowsett is an industrial designer and has been working on what he's calling a climate adaptive paint. I read about this in Fast Company, and they point out that the technology behind this climate adaptive paint works pretty much in the same way that a mood ring does. If you remember those from your youth, or hey, no judgment, maybe you're wearing one right now. Essentially, if the temperature is below 77 degrees, the building will be black. If it is above 77 degrees, that paint will turn to white paint. Through testing, this paint has shown to change the temperature inside of a building by as much as 13 degrees Fahrenheit. And that is just passively. That's pretty impressive. And if you are paying to heat up or cool down a giant warehouse or just the house where you live, that could be a really big difference. From what I'm understanding, this product is still pretty early in development. Tests are still ongoing, and there's more to learn and experiment with paint outside in the real world for a long time. But the concept is real enough that the technology is being licensed to paint companies, which means it could very well be a real thing soon enough. Personally, I would sign up on day one. I think it would, of course, be amazing to save money and all the energy that it takes to heat and cool a house. But as important as saving money and saving energy is, just think about how cool it would be to have a color-changing house. Definitely a topic of conversation in the neighborhood. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.